Tommy James and the Shondells. Ball of Fire. That's right. Before that, Masaoka, Chen, Grussel, and Nagai from their collaboration, self-titled. We heard Ligature No. 2, Ennio Morricone with Eclissi Seconda from Controfase, one of his library music records. And Jerome Cooper with Movement C from The Unpredictability of Predictability. Jerome Cooper. That was everything you heard in that show, in that set. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm done here. This is Freeform Radio, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I will see you next week. Stay tuned for Bucci.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Bucci, it's Franco.
Oh, I was hoping Franco would call.
Last time. I'm Bucci.
He hid this entire show from me. I had no idea he was a whole radio DJ. Shh, Bucci fell down on the subway, and you fell down a flight of stairs,
okay.
And then you fell in the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean,
but that happens all the time with you. You're always getting me. You are my universe balloons.
You are my universe.
Life is just what you make it, and you can just make it.
differently.
I mean, that's nice, but it's not very specific. He can go into the future and then give himself more time to make the machine better, right?
Yeah.
Duh.
Don't take over the show.
Oh, okay.
Caller, you got your Bucci.
I would like to be employed as a toll booth collector.
Yeah, so someone could come in with a...
All right, so okay, your dream...
One.
They go, and they just, like, suction your face out of your face. Playing a guitar, and then he had this cigarette in the string of the guitar while he was playing it. You said you liked absorbing negative energy.
I know, I'm good at it.
It just doesn't sound very healthy. You're frowning, and you're... Where did this come from? We were just doing yoga in here.
I got some Irish turkey herder's pie going in the oven.
That sounds a little better than what we're eating, which is a little cold. Do you have a drop for that?
What,
a little
what are you
cold.
Eating?
You know, we should have done hot yoga, because then the food would be hot. She wasn't the fist to your brains. Oh, I brought donuts for everyone, so they're freaking out.
Finally, we got to have some sort of...
Absolutely not.
...romantic...
No way.
Love yoga on the floor of the WFMU studio.
Gross. Ooh, a little buttering up. All right, I rate that a
4.
Balloons, gifts, showered with affection. One of those dreams like, oh, I want to own a vending machine. Like, you could get some money out of this. We're going to really blast all the pores out of our noses. I can't wait. Got it. A couple of emails from Ken that said, come get your boy. That was like the subject line.
I'm hoping for AI government. The human guys messed it up.
Rank it
5.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Who listens to Bucci?
You do, Chi. Oh, man, that was amazing sounding. It was amazing sounding. I liked all of it. If you don't know who this is Mrs. Bucci.
Mrs. Bucci.
So what's going on here? Why is Mrs. Bucci on the air? Where is Bucci? People in the chat are saying, wow, Bucci is finally dead. The gout got him. But no, Bucci is right here. Go.
Hello.
But I am here too.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm here is it is my birthday today. I thought the notes would be a little better, but okay. For my birthday... You know, Bucci planned a really, really beautiful weekend for us. We went to a spa. It was really beautiful. Do you have any drops for spa? No, he's shaking his head. But then I said, what are we going to do on my actual...
I love you.
No, don't play that one. What are we going to do on my birthday? It's a Tuesday. And what did you say?
What about Bucci?
What about Bucci? That's what he said. What about Bucci? Yeah, exactly. So you agreed that for my birthday, since you didn't plan anything, I could come on the show and have my own intro, which was pretty cool, and have my own drops.
Mrs. Bucci.
Thank you, Bucci's uncle, for making that. And I get to play my own music. Bucci is frowning, but he's really gonna frown when I play this song.
Only on WFMU, and where else is it?
Bucci and Miss.
Brain, Oscar.
the mic, pulling non-stop ranking. Give me any music that'll move my feet. Give me any music with a two-tone beat. This is your brain.
All right, that is, I think that's enough. I think that song is, I think that song is over. No booing. No booing the DJ. And we, that even, not, isn't even an adage. That should just be written in the, on the sky eternally. Don't boo the DJ. Okay?
Ooh.
So that was the end of that song. Anyway, that was Mustard Plug with their hit Brain on Ska off of their album Big Daddy Multitude. We need to just fade that off. The rest of that song is a series of curse words and descriptions of love that are too graphic for the radio.
Wow.
Those ska heads.
This is shaping up to be some birthday.
So let's get settled in here. Crack a can of ice. Just ice. It'll melt throughout the show. And then it'll be a nice little surprise when I get a little dribblet of water touching my tongue. I'm going to get all my water from melted ice now, I think so. Or just like heaps of snow or big icebergs. I don't know how I'm going to manage that. Okay. Don't worry. It's Bucci.
Bucci.
And Mrs. Bucci.
Back after a week of off. Thank you to Fox for filling in. She did a great show, so check that out on her page at the WFMU.org. I thought I'd have to miss this show, too, because pretty sure I have a hernia. Pretty sure. I was sitting around diagnosing myself. And I felt like this tender, super tender spot on my stomach, which looking it up and asking my aunt, she said, oh, it sounds like a, and then she swore, hernia. You better get that looked at before your intestines spill out all over your shoes.
Bucci.
It's not a Bucci adage. So that's what it's called. I got this hernia. I'm like, I can't do a show with a hernia. Station manager Ken won't allow it. But it's still up in the air. And, you know, probably got this hernia from carrying this show on my back every week.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
Show's heavy. But we're not, okay, but this show, but, you know, I came in because I didn't want to miss 2 weeks. I didn't want, you know, I didn't want you guys to miss me too much, and I missed you. We're not talking about my probable hernia pushing against the wall of my stomach. We're talking about something else, because it is Mrs. Bucci's birthday. It's the Mrs. Bucci... Mrs. Bucci birthday show. That's too long. Like Mrs. Bucci said at the top of the show, it is her birthday today. This is the official day. This past Saturday was her birthday weekend. I took her out for her present, which was a location present. Everyone loves a nice, you know, location where you go and that's the present. You know, you're like, this is the present. Look at it. You should have seen where we went first. You ever hear of this little thing called going fishing? My wife hadn't either. So I said, okay, let's not go fishing. You ever hear a little thing called going to a spa? And she said, yeah, that would be great. She loves spas. Which kind of called my bluff there, because as people know, I'm seriously out of work. I'm down to my last crypto. I have like two cryptos to rub together. It's ridiculous. These cryptos are supposed to be multiplying. I got two of them on my hand. I also have 6,000 baseball cards in medium condition, but that's for my retirement or funeral, whichever comes first. So, yeah, like I said, not a lot of cash to spread around. As usual. That's always the eternal issue. luckily, my friend Steve opened a spa, Steve's Spa Garden. So I took her there, and she loved it. Loved it! This spa had it all. The warm room, the oils, raspberry vodka spritzer, hand spritz by Steve himself, hot tub right from Steve's faucet, complimentary flip-flops, or, to be more accurate, flip-flips, because these things were cheap. They flip, but they didn't flop back. I'm going to talk to Steve about that. You should have seen these flop-flops. Or flip-flips. One of those two. My wife didn't mind. She loves Steve's Spa Garden. She kept going, whoa, or what's that? Or, oh, God. And, oh, God. So, you know, after this weekend, man, I thought I was covered for today. I'm like, you're done. That is your present. You know, we went. And then I admit, I kind of spaced out. And I devoted the rest of the weekend and Monday to thinking about Bucci, doing Bucci in my head. Getting people to follow Bucci on Instagram. Bucci Nights. And I thought I was in the clear. But then she said, no, what are we going to do today? And I went a little white. I went, and had to scramble. So I'm in the doghouse a little bit. So as a birthday present, I had Mrs. Bucci introduce the show and, you know, give her a little, let her play some music, which I love. I just love mustard
plug. You turned my mic off.
Yeah, well, hold on. I'm explaining. I'm putting context into the show. So, yeah, I'm in the doghouse, as you can hear. But then I started thinking, what else goes in a doghouse? People in the chat are saying evidence. No, it's not evidence. Evidence, put your evidence, dig it in a hole in the ground in the woods. Don't put it in your doghouse. That's the first place they look. No. What goes in a doghouse? Dogs. My wife loves dogs. Every time she sees a dog, she freaks out and covers it with pets and smooches and rubs. And she just loves them. We don't have a dog because while I like dogs as much as anybody...
You don't.
Dogs don't like Bucci. I think I might give off a cat smell, or I don't know what I do, but that's that is a Bucci adage. Bucci gives off a cat smell is a Bucci adage. So it's always been something that she's always fantasizing about, and she has that. You have the calendar of dogs in not suggestive positions.
Bikinis.
Yeah, well, you know, sitting next to bikinis anyway, and. So I thought, okay, all I want in this life is to make sure that my wife is super happy.
Bucci promise. Bucci promise.
And so today I'm going to give her her heart's desire. I'm ready to take the bullet, the puppy bullet, today. So today, for this show, I want my super generous callers to call up wish Mrs. Bucci a happy birthday, and then give her a present. And I don't want you to give her any of the stuff in your apartment or some weird trophy you made or, you know, I need to take the decision out of your hands and put them in my hands where I'm more comfortable. And so I want you to give her a dog. Everyone, one dog.
Yay!
Everyone's going to give her a dog, and we're going to just shower her with sloppy dog love. Isn't that right, Mrs. Bucci?
Is my mic back on?
Yes, obviously.
Oh, that's so nice. Yes. Thank you.
You love dogs, right?
Yes. Almost as much as you dislove dogs.
Well, I was attacked by a greyhound, as you very well know, when I was
It was a miniature greyhound.
No, it was a maximum-sized greyhound as a child. And the thing, horrible thing, put its paws up on my shoulders and pushed me to the ground.
Not
and
allowed.
Started ravaging me. And if you've ever been ravaged by a greyhound, you'll know it's kind of like being attacked by a skeleton. And so I have put, you know, I just don't like the dog. You understand that.
You need to move past that. It's been many
years. Well, I am move passing it. I'm moving past that today. Because we're going to fill this friggin' studio with dogs.
Yay.
And we're going to just, and, you know, so call up. After this break, obviously.
Are you playing Who Let the Dogs Out? Is that going to be the song?
No. We never did get to the bottom of who let those dogs out, did we?
No.
It's probably Steve.
Is it going to be like an unrelated, non-on-theme song?
No, not at all.
It has a theme?
No, not at all.
Okay.
In fact, it's the opposite. So I want to dedicate this next song to a woman, my wife, and, what's going on? We got all sorts of things going on.
Are you furiously looking for Who Let the Dogs Out
on
the internet?
No. I want to hear dedicate, this is this song, I want to play a song that this is something that we bonded over when we first met. You actually introduced me to this song, and I just like I just flipped over it, and we really kind of like this is one of the first things that we really kind of bonded over this song, and I like you hearing it, and you sing it a lot in the shower and stuff like that. You're gonna know, but it was in our top five. It made the top five of our first dance song. You know,
okay.
For our wedding.
I can't think of what this song is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the minute you hear it, you'll
surprise.
Be right.
All
right.
Okay.
So let's hear it. It's The Fine Print by King Ghidorah, a.k.a. MF Doom. Happy birthday, Mrs. Bucci. All right.
To Ghidra, what is Ghidra's? 10-1, he sees you through a beaker and a tweezers. Read the fine print and be like, what's the big deal?
Why are you making a face? You don't like this song?
Back when it was greasy ass girl,
no.
Now it's
what's wrong? You said you like this song.
I don't know this song.
No, it's MF Doom.
I like MF Doom, but I like the hit.
No, this is the song that we always talked about.
You know me, A-sides only.
It's not?
Unless it's Scott, then, you know, A, B,
this and C. This is King Ghidorah. This is one of your hits.
This is going to be a wedding dance song?
To this song.
Does he say happy birthday, Mrs. Bucci, in the song?
All right, forget it.
Okay, I thought it was going to be something I know. I mean, there was a lot of buildup for that song that I don't
okay,
know.
Okay. Forget
you
that.
You know, since you became a DJ, WFMU, a lot of deep cuts
let's
that
just,
I don't know.
Let's just forget that song. Let's just forget that happened. And I just want to say, you know what? We don't need music. I just want to say something very... I just want to say something to you directly. My heart.
Original. It's kind of creepy without any bed music also.
So I just want to say, Mrs. Bucci.
Yes.
I want you close where you can stay forever. You can be sure that it's only going to get better. You and me together.
Forever, you can be so old. don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Give Mrs. Bucci a birthday dog.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
All right, that was Alicia Keys with No One off of her Remixes album. And Mrs. Bucci is crying and crying and crying.
For a different reason.
All right, 201-209-9368, it's my wife's, Mrs. Bucci's birthday. We're giving her a birthday dog.
Woo!
And for today, so let's get those calls coming. Caller, you got your Bucci and Mrs. Bucci. Wait, hold on. No, you don't. Now you do.
Hello. Happy birthday, Mrs. Bucci.
Hi, thank you. Who is this?
Who is this?
My name is Ilan.
That's what I said.
I can ask, too.
What's your name?
Ilan.
Oh, Ilan. Hi, Ilan.
Hey, Ilan. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Well, that's wonderful.
Perfect spring day, and I'm walking around Brooklyn with a bunch of dogs.
You are?
In every place that I see, actually.
Oh, okay, so great. So you already have a surplus of these animals, right?
Yes, I do, in fact.
Okay, great. So do you want to give one my recent wife, one of these dogs?
I really want to.
Okay.
I really do.
So
the best I could offer is, like, I have, like, it's a public Instagram that anybody who wants to look at photos of dogs all day, and I mean, like, there's constant updates.
Wait a minute.
You, like, it is.
Is this an Instagram
mecca.
Post?
It is a mecca of puppy photos.
You're talking
about
me.
So, online.
Listen,
every day
Ilan. So we need to give my wife a physical dog. We can't just direct her to an Instagram thing. That's not a good present. So I would like you to pick one of those dogs.
I would love to give, like, lend one of my dogs.
All right,
dogs,
so which one?
He could be such a nuisance. And, like, I would just like to, like, loan my border collie.
Which, I have to give it back?
Border collie. Okay, what's the name of this border collie?
His name is Flippy.
Okay.
Flippy, the border collie.
Okay, Flippy, and he's had his shots, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, and what do those eyes look like? Are they mean, or are they friendly?
He's got a brown eye and a blue one. He's got one brown eye and then one half brown and one half blue.
That's
okay,
cute.
Great.
That's beautiful.
All right. So let's give that to what's the dog's name again? I'm sorry.
Flippy.
Flippy.
Short
All right.
Flippy.
Short for Felipe.
All right. Let's give Felipe to Mrs. Bucci.
Yay! Thank
All right.
you.
Thank you so much, Ilan. I really appreciate it, and Mrs. Bucci appreciates it even more.
Dog, so
thank
you,
you
know,
Ilan.
I appreciate it less. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello, Bucci and Mrs. Bucci.
Hi, Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you guys? Rested up?
Yeah, we're all. I don't know what that means, but we are fairly rested up. Yep. So, Franco, do you have a dog that you want to give, not loan, my wife for
Absolutely.
Her birthday? Okay. So what kind of dog is it?
It's a Shih Tzu mixed with a golden retriever.
That's really interesting.
It's monstrous looking.
Oh, no.
So how big is it?
Oh, it fits in a dresser drawer. That's where I keep it, in the bedroom.
I see. So it's a small one, and it's trained and everything. It's been washed.
Oh, yeah. It never musses up the dresser.
Okay, great.
Why do you keep your dog in a dresser? Bougie's frowning. He doesn't want me to ask follow-up questions.
He decided that the dresser was where he was going to live.
All right.
I bought one of those igloo dog houses that are made out of plastic. He wasn't having it.
No.
He wanted to be in my sock.
I bet he really wants to be in your arms, Franco. You know, he really wants to be cuddled up in your arms next to your
dog sounds sad.
Next to your heart so he can hear your
heartbeat. I mean, he's rather indifferent to me, of course, unless I'm feeding him.
Good thing I'm taking him off of your sad.
All right, so, Franco, why don't you give my dog, your dog, to my wife? Just put it at her feet and walk away, if you don't mind.
Okay, now how do we do this? I'm over here and you're over there.
I'm holding my arms out.
Yeah.
So just put the dog in my arms.
We're doing a pantomime.
Yeah, have you ever heard this show before, Franco?
Okay.
Franco,
can you feel my feet pounding?
I have the dog now in my arms.
Oh, my God.
I told you he was weird looking.
Okay, put the dog down.
All right. Thank you very much, Franco. Jesus.
Okay, this
look
dog
at this
is
dog.
A little, yeah, I don't know about
so
this dog.
So mad. All right. Caller, you go Bucci.
Hey.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Mike.
Oh, hey, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. Mr. Bucci, happy birthday.
Hi, thank you, Mike.
Happy birthday to you as well.
Right. Mike, do you have a birthday dog or puppy, I guess, to give my my wife there?
I do have a dog, but it does come with one stipulation.
Uh-oh.
We can't clone. I have to also come with the dog.
Well, I don't know about that. I think you should just keep that dog then.
Wait, so hold on. So wait, Mike, you need to be with this dog always. Why does the dog come with you?
Oh, he's my best friend. He's the best. He's a great dog. His name is Silas. He was a rabbi in a past life.
Oh, interesting. What's the dog's name? Silas?
Silas.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, I'm not making anyone rip dogs out of their arms that are there. It's just a dog, you know, that you found, that you gifted to me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I think you should keep that dog. It will be sad if it was with me. And definitely sad if it was with Bucci, who would be frowning at it the whole time.
All right. You know what, Mike? I don't want to take your best friend away from you. Well, I do. Mrs. Bucci doesn't.
No, I'm a nice person.
So if you could just sing happy birthday to my wife, I think that'll be fine.
Sure. Happy birthday, Mrs. Bucci.
That's not a song.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Bucci.
It's like a rap.
Something.
Maybe.
Happy birthday.
All right. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much, Mike. I sort of appreciate it. Well, that was kind of a different kind of dog.
Maybe there's some, like, substitute dogs.
Franco's dog is going crazy.
Just put it, give it to Jim the poet.
No. I can't, I have to control. This is your birthday gift. I don't want to give your birthday gift to Jim the poet.
He does not like you, that dog.
Jesus. All right, here, have a treat. Have a treat!
Okay, we have a lot of... The board's lit up.
Caller, you got Bucci and Mrs.
Bucci.
Hi.
Hey, who is this?
This is Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Jen.
We wanted to say a happy birthday to
happy
Mrs.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Bucci.
I think I know this, Jen. Hi, thank you.
Hi.
Oh, hey, Jen and other voice. Who's the other voice?
Other voice is good.
Oh, okay. Other voice and Jen. Jen, do you have a birthday dog that you want to hand over to my wife?
Recent yes, we wife? Do. But we don't have it in hand. It's going to involve, I think, a heist.
It's going to involve what?
A heist.
Oh, a heist.
Oh, heist.
Oh,
ooh,
Jesus.
I like elaborate heist. Tell me about the heist.
Well... The dog belongs to a very well-known celebrity.
I'm rubbing my hands together. Bucci has his hands in his face.
There's all these catches to these dogs. I mean, I feel like I can't be involved in robberies. I can't be involved in some bling ring for dogs.
I can.
Jen. Oh, you can?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Who's
this really, I think, is up Jackie's alley.
Oh, I see. Yeah, a little petty crime.
Sorry, Mrs. Bucci.
Little larceny. Oh, very nice. So,
the dog's name is Kublai Khan, Paw Paw, Chow Chow Chow, and it belongs to Martha Stewart.
All right.
I'm taking it.
Much like Martha's legal trouble herself, this dog
is wanted for murder.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. It mauled a cat? This dog seems like a nightmare. This is the exact kind of dog I didn't want to have at my house.
Exact dog I wanted, I think.
All right. So is this dog also...
I love a notorious dog.
Yeah. All right. Well,
that's
Jen...
exactly what we were thinking. This dog has street cred. This dog has fame. This dog is known.
Is it in a corporate...
It's also very well trained.
Is it in a corporate partnership with Snoop Dogg also?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right.
Seeing how it'll react to Bucci's cat.
All right. Thank you very much. Jen and other voice.
Thank you, Jen and other voice.
Wow. Look, listen to this dog.
Yeah. This dog sounds like it's in a... There goes Franco's dog. Don't kick it.
I'm not kicking it. I'm being nice to it.
Wow. Next caller.
Caller, you got Bucci and Mrs. Bucci.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Who's this? Yes.
This is Sylvie.
Sylvie. Oh, hey, Sylvie. How are you doing?
Hi, Sylvie.
Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm just fine.
Baby.
I'm really great. I have a little bit of a wound on my leg because of a dog bit me, but I'm fine, basically.
All right, let's get down to business. What kind of dog you got for me?
Yeah, I have a dog named Chester.
Oh, Chester.
Ooh, what kind of dog is Chester?
He's a 80-pound mutt.
Whoa.
So he'll be found on the street.
Oh, I see. And you are ready to give that dog away to my wife, right?
Yeah, he's 8 years old.
I'll take good care of him. I like an older dog.
Oh, that's nice. And it's been washed and everything?
No, he doesn't get bathed.
Okay, well, I guess that we said...
Bucci can bathe.
That'll be a nice little extra birthday present for you. You can wash a dog.
I think for my birthday, you should bathe the dog.
Well, I'm not going to... Don't say the word bathe, all right? Just say wash. All right, Sylvie, hand over the dog, please, if you don't mind.
Put it in my arms.
Here you go.
Oh, man. This dog is heavy. Oh. Hey, Chester.
All right.
Whoa, get a little friendly with old Bucci there.
All right, thank you very much.
Chester is excited to be here. We've got a lot of dogs going on here.
All right, let's just calm down. Let's just relax. All right, caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, how's it going, Bucci?
Yeah, I'm okay, I guess. I'm kind of up to my my bucket hat and dogs, but what's your name?
Hey, my name's Listener Alex.
Listener Alex. Hey, A-L-A. I'll call you L.A. Alex from
now on. Hey, all right.
All right, L.A. Alex. Do you have a dog for my wife?
I do. I've got a really rambunctious miniature greyhound.
Ooh, oh, your favorite.
No.
They're cute. You put a little bow on
Wait
them.
A minute.
Yeah, a lot of energy on this one.
Yeah.
A lot of energy.
Alex, is this like an Italian greyhound, like those little ones?
Yeah, she's pretty wiry.
Wiry?
She's not that tiny. She's longer than you'd think. You know, she can really reach.
This is your nightmare.
All right, but it's friendly. It doesn't want to, it doesn't jump on people and attack them, right? Or does it?
Oh, it can jump over people. It's got legs for days.
And do you gamble? Do you use this dog to bet? Do you bet on this dog, this Italian Greyhound?
I used to bet on her, but she went wild too many times. She would just veer off and go right to the stands. I couldn't make any money.
Okay. All right, put him in my basket.
Put the dog in her basket.
I'm going to let her down. She's going to take right off.
All right. My God. Shove her in, Toto style.
Oh, my God. Listen to that dog.
Yeah, it's yappy. It's a yappy one.
Thanks, L.A. Alex.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
This is what you wanted.
I did.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. This is fun for me.
This dog sounds demented. It's not breathing. It's just barking. 201-209-9368. It's my wife's birthday. We're giving my wife a birthday dog for her birthday. This is her dream. And I said, close your eyes and wish for a dog. Wish for a perfect gift. And she said, I want a bunch of random people to give me dogs. And I'm like,
yay!
Your wish is my command. Caller Yugabuchi. Be quiet. Who's this? Caller Yugabuchi. Hello, who's this? Oh, no one's calling.
Maybe one of the dogs was calling.
Caller Yugabuchi and Mrs. Bucci. Nope. All right. Caller Yugabuchi.
Mrs. Bucci, there you go, Bucci. You had to push the button.
Yeah, I was pushing the button.
I always tell him to push the button.
You're pushing my buttons already, Zachary.
Hey,
I just started. Jeez.
Yeah, I know. You Bucci, came in.
Happy birthday.
You came in hot.
Thank you.
Don't insult Bucci on Bucci's wife's birthday. That's a Bucci edit, isn't it?
That's a Bucci edit?
It's not!
Mrs. Bucci, we're so glad you're there. We were all very excited in this house. And
oh, that's so nice. That's so nice. Thank you. I know we love any time there's less Bucci on Bucci. It's usually a big
hit.
Well,
no, it's not less Bucci. It's the Bucci dynamic. I think Bucci works really well with people.
Oh, I see.
He's battling a lot of dogs.
He's got to give you a monologue right next time, Mrs. Bucci. He did the monologue.
He cut my mic, so really, I had nothing on that.
Zach, I would just love to keep talking about this, but I just want to cut to the chase. What kind of dog do you want to give my wife for her birthday?
Well, we got lots of options.
Ooh, options.
I live in a college town. Semester's about to end.
Yeah.
And all the dogs from the couples that fail,
ooh,
they all get abandoned.
Oh, these are sad dogs.
I could scoop up probably a dozen of them.
Okay, so you're going to give me a dozen dogs.
All sorts of sizes, ages.
Well, why don't you pick the best behaved one and also a nice brown dog. I like a brown dog.
Why?
Okay, I don't know.
Now,
it's just
Bucci,
like nice. It's like a standard color dog.
Are you
going
to be able to support this dog with some good dog food?
Well, you're giving it to
stuff,
absolutely not me, but you're giving it to my wife, who is.
I will pour all my money and love into this dog.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now that's good. That's great. Okay. Well, I could probably, like I said, it'll be a couple weeks, but I could get it shipped over.
All right. No.
Right now, my
just
neighbor
hand
has
it to
one
me
that
right
they
now.
Don't
just,
really love.
Just,
it appears I could scoop that one up now.
I would say
scoop it up and put it in my arms. Right, my arms are open right now, so you could just scoop it up from the street and put it right in my arms.
Jesus.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, is this a sheepdog? This looks like a sheepdog.
Yeah.
All right.
I love sheepdogs.
Oh my God. All right. Goodbye.
This is my favorite one, I think. It's so cute.
So, why is it so mad?
It just, you're acting angry, and then it's going to reflect your energy.
Give it some pets. Give it a pet.
I am petting.
You're petting against the grain or something, and you're enraging it. All right. 201-209-9368. It's my wife's birthday. We're giving dogs to my wife. On her birthday.
I also accept puppies.
Yes.
We haven't had any puppies.
No, we haven't had any puppies. And we've had a lot of callers just like, oh, we're going to ship you the... Just hold on a second. We're going to ship you the dog. We're going to give you the dog tomorrow. We're going to, you know, I love the dog.
It's only today.
You know, the dog's my best friend. You know, just pick a dog that you don't want anymore and immediately give it to my wife. That's the topic. Call Riga Bucci. And Mrs. Bucci. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is B.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
B. Like the insect.
B.
Oh, B. Hey, B.
B as in Bucci. That's how you would remember it.
Yeah, okay, I'll write that down. B as in Bucci. All right, B, do you have a dog for my that you'd like to give my wife? That, you know, you're not using the dog anymore and you'd like to give it to my wife. A nice home for my for this dog.
Yeah, I have a perfect dog for your wife. But I just have one question.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Will your wife love the dog?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
All right, but that is where you go wrong. You have to... The dog doesn't want love. He wants you to just neglect it, and then he will come and love you.
Oh, so then maybe Bucci is the perfect owner for this dog.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. Well, wait. What's the thing with this dog? It doesn't love. It only wants to be loved. Is that true?
No, it doesn't want to be loved. It only loves.
Oh.
Oh, I see. All right. Do you like that?
I like that. Why not?
As long as as long as the love is
wait,
going in the right direction.
What kind of dog is it?
That's kind of like the love that we have, Mrs. Bucci.
He is a miniature Australian Shepherd.
What a miniature
dog. Oh, those are
dog.
So cute.
And what's its name be?
His name is Luigi.
Luigi. That's a good name
a
for
good
a dog.
Name. And it's had, and Luigi's had its shots, and it's a sweetheart.
I wouldn't say a sweetheart, but yes, he has had his dog.
Oh, God. All right. Why don't you pass Luigi over to my wife, and she'll take care of it from now on.
All right. Here you go.
Oh, thank you. So fluffy.
All right. Thanks, B.
There's a lot of dogs. All
All right. We're giving dogs to my wife, 201-209-9368. If you want to give my dog. We have about how many dogs do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Eight.
It's too many to count. They're running around.
Six
I think
or seven
you
dogs.
Double counted a couple.
All right, 201-209-9368. Hey, Jim! Maybe Jim wants to give you a dog. So what are you going to do with these dogs?
Oh, Jim came running in.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah.
They're trying to record upstairs.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I this is, we're going to take them all. Jim, do you have a dog?
Oh, thank you, Jim.
Jim, do you have a dog you want to give my wife?
Yeah, it's a toy dog. It's a yapping toy dog.
Oh, perfect.
Here you go. That's,
we need a yappy like, dog.
A, yeah, real yappy, right. Real one. His name's Dracula's Wiener Dog. And,
not Dracula's Wiener Dog again.
He's so cute.
All right, thanks.
It looks just like you, Jim.
Yeah, I know. That's what happens to Pen on.
It's so cute. Yeah. Do you think when I own it now, it'll start looking like Bucci?
Hopefully, yeah.
I hope so. It's going to start wearing a bucket hat.
Yeah, it's going to totally.
Basketball shorts.
Grow a beard. Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah. It's getting rid of the Crocs.
Yeah, the Crocs are out.
They're out. It's bucket hat only.
All right, thanks very much. It seems very angry, but we'll
accept it.
We'll accept it. Thank
Happy
you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
What a nice guy. This is a lot. Do you think we should get dog training?
201-209-9368. If you want to give a birthday dog to my wife, any kind of dog, man or woman, any kind of any gender, any across the whole spectrum.
Breed,
except for not... what's the worst? What's the
There's no worst dog.
They're all great, right?
They're all great.
Yeah.
There's only worse people who mess up the dogs.
That's true. And this WFMU is already filled with dogs. There's like four.
Well, there's like nine in here right now.
Yes, and then there's like all the other DJs have dogs. So, you know, this is a dog-friendly environment. You know, everything's been...
Did you pack a bunch of leashes so we could take these dogs home? Because how are we going to do that?
Yes. Caller, you got Bucci. Caller, you got Bucci. Caller, you got...
I got my dog. It comes with cream cheese, onions...
Wait, who is this?
Did you want a bun?
Sir, who is this? What's your name? All right, thanks for the dog, chum.
I think he was trying to give us a bird.
Well, I hope you love that one. We don't have a name. What's the name for this dog? He didn't get to the name. What would you like to name this dog?
I'm not really good at off-the-top naming.
Really?
I have to live with the dog a little bit.
What about the name? I've always now wanted to name a dog Rondo. Do you like that?
Rondo?
Yeah, like Rajon Rondo from the Celtics.
How do you spell?
R-O-N-A, I don't know.
Rondo.
R-H-O-N-D-O, I think.
We can name one of the dogs after your name.
All right. Bucci?
No, definitely not.
Let's name all the dogs Bucci. Caller, you got your Bucci. Call you Gabucci. Hello.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Who's this?
Luke.
Who's this?
Luke.
Luke. Hey, Luke. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, that's interesting. All right, I'm gonna write that down. Well. All right, Luke. Do you have a dog for my wife?
I do.
All right. What kind of dog is it?
A hound dog.
Oh.
Ooh, a hound dog. Those are good for solving crimes, right?
Yeah. How many crimes has his dog solved?
Oh, you know, I think it's still on its first case, but I don't think it should be swayed by ownership transfer.
But we got a lot of cases over here, so...
Yeah, we can solve some cases.
Give me that dog.
We need like a Miss Marple-style dog that just figures all these crimes out.
Snuffs out all of our...
What's the dog's name again?
We got a... Abby, yeah.
All right,
that's
cute. I'll just change it
Abby
to...
the hound dog.
I'll tab it to Bucci.
Whoa.
The hound dog.
No.
All right, put it in my wife's arms and back away.
Okay, bye.
Whoa.
Okay, thank you so much. All right.
This dog is real slobbery.
Yes, it's very slobbery. Caller, you got Bucci. Caller, you got your Bucci.
Yes.
Yes, who's this?
This is Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hello, Bucci. Hello, Mrs. Bucci. Hope you're having a great night with all the puppies. All the
I
dogs.
Am. I'm living it up.
Yeah, your eyes are like two little hearts. You are just loving
they
and
are.
Snuggling with all these dogs.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
They are frowning at you, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna create a suit that is kind of protects me against these dogs, I think. Some sort of puffy
like
suit.
Like a talking head suit?
Yeah, like a nice talking
like a
head
huge,
suit.
Puffy
yeah.
talking head suit.
Yeah, that has spikes coming out of it.
Oh, that's
you know, not,
you
not to hurt the dogs. No, you're right. Not like spikes. What's the opposite of spikes?
Maybe a chew toy, maybe something.
Yeah,
soft,
yeah. I'm going to wear a talking head suit that's covered in dog chew toys.
That's cute.
That is cute. All right, Sean, what kind of dog would you like to give my wife here?
Well, I was looking at the eclipse the other day, and this little pup came up to me, and I've been holding on to it. I'm not sure if I have a name for it yet. It might be a wolf. But it needs a home. It needs someone to take care of it.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Okay.
Down the challenge.
Really like. All right. Okay. A wolf. Interesting. But it's a small wolf. It's like a pocket wolf.
Yeah, I think it's a pocket sized wolf.
Pocket sized
baby wolf.
Yeah, I think it should be.
Okay, put it right in my jean pocket.
Okay. Yeah, I think you'll fit.
Okay.
Perfect. I'm opening my pocket really wide.
All right. Just okay. Hand it over. You got it.
Got it. It's in the pocket.
It is a wolf.
Wow.
That is scary.
That's cute.
All right, thanks, Sean.
I have a baby wolf in my pocket. This is a fun night.
Is that a Bucci? Oh. That's a Mrs. Bucci adage.
Do we have a Mrs. Bucci adage drop?
I'll look.
Your uncle didn't make one?
I'll look tomorrow. Maybe we have one.
Wow.
201-209-9368. We are, we're basically giving my wife dogs for her birthday. Whoa, Bucci mama. All right, but Mrs. Bucci, this isn't the only present. First off, I want to do another radio first. I want to be the first DJ to ever give flowers to someone on the radio. So here's a thing of flowers right here.
Wow. Oh, fuck!
All right, and
you threw them at my head.
That's a radio. I'm doing a million things here.
They're everywhere. They're all over the studio.
Usually, I don't like to do like visual
Station
stuff on this radio.
Ben is not going to be happy about all these.
Usually, I like to keep it
oral,
A-U-R-A-L. But I just trust me. I gave my a nice bouquet of flowers to my wife.
The dogs are eating all of the flowers. I don't know. Can dogs eat roses?
So, again, addition to the dogs, addition to the wonderful flowers. I want to have a little meal for you. So, hold on. This is a little surprise. Let's put down. I have some delicious plates of white beans, white bean casserole. And let's just set down. There you go. This is delicious. Like, look how warm it is. It's very warm. Put your hand over it and feel the warmth.
It's lukewarm.
Yeah, that's fine.
Did you microwave this in the WFMU microwave?
No. All right. Mrs. Bucci, to us. Ah, delicious
glass
wine.
Glass is empty.
Let's just keep eating. Just eat.
I'm eating white beans.
Yeah, yeah.
With roses all over the floor, and these dogs are eating. This is not what I imagined when I said, "Can I be on your show?"
Jesus! All right.
Just say no. Just no.
No,
you have to
down,
be very
down,
down, and no.
Let's do another toast. Happy birthday, Mrs. Bucci.
Thank you, Bucci.
Eat your white beans. With rosemary. 201-209-9368. We have about 10 dogs, but we can always have a little bit room for more. If you want to give my wife a birthday dog, 201-209-9368. Just give it to her and put it in her arms. And, I think it's a tax write-off, too, probably.
You think so?
Yeah, sure. It's like a gift. Can't you write off gifts?
Am I a nonprofit? Are you trying to write these dogs off?
No, of course not. I'm trying to write these dogs into my life. Obviously. Jesus. You know, some of these dogs, I feel like they could have been... All right, 201-209-9368.
I think Franco's dog and Zach's dog are fighting. You need to separate.
Back off! Please, dogs, please! Please, listen to Bucci! Listen to Bucci!
That'll work. That'll do it. Yeah.
What are you going to do with these dogs, Mrs. B?
Love them and care for them and just be like a really good dog owner.
Yeah.
Despite Bucci being around.
I see. And is this your dream? Like, do you always want to
have like a dog farm?
Yeah, like a dog farm.
I think that would be really fun.
Well,
yeah.
You used to, and we can tell a little story. You used to be a dog wrangler.
When we met, I was a dog wrangler.
That's right.
Yeah, which means that I would go to people's houses and pick up their dogs from their house. I was allowed. I was permitted.
Rich people.
Just people. Calm down.
Okay.
And I had the keys to their house, and I would get their dogs, and then I'd throw them in a truck.
Yeah.
And then we'd...
Wasn't it a Honda Element?
It was a Honda Element. Yes. Yeah. Okay. But it was outfitted for a dog. So we had bulletproof glass behind the...
In case someone took a shot at the dogs?
These dogs were strapped, so...
Oh, they were strapped. Yeah. Okay.
And then the back seats were pulled out of the Honda Element.
Yes.
And we'd load like 10 dogs in. And then I'd go to a field and let the dogs run loose. And
so they were
like
just rattling around in this Honda Element.
Shepherd. Yeah. Sometimes they'd get car sick. They would throw up. So I had to wipe it all down.
And you had the smaller dogs would be sitting on your lap, right?
They'd be on the front seat.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The problem was, some of the pugs, their eyes kind of tend to pop out a little.
Yes.
And if I stop short, because, I'm not the best driver.
Yeah.
Their eyes would pop out a little bit. I had to pop them back.
Sorry. Just relax. All right. So that was a fun job, and you kind of...
Well, it was fun for me, but then when we met and we first started dating, you were really upset that I always had dogs around.
Yeah.
I'm
willing to withstand anything to be around you.
You love despite. That's the line.
Yes, that's right. And did the Honda Element have floppy dog ears on the Honda Element?
That was only a little dog nose. The holidays.
Okay.
Did that. Yeah.
All right. Caller, you got Bucci in, Mrs. Bucci.
Hey, this is Christina.
Hey, Christina. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Chris.
So I'm going to give your wife all the dogs from St. Hubert's Animal Shelter.
What?
Yeah.
Lottery.
So wait, how many dogs are we talking about, Christina?
Maybe a good 60.
60? Okay. I don't think they can all fit in this radio station.
Well, yeah, how big are these dogs? Are these just a myriad different kinds of dogs and breeds and whatnot?
We got some pitties. We have some puppies. We have one Dane.
Okay.
Oh. We have a good mix-up.
That's cute. And no one's going to miss these dogs, right? I mean,
we're going to miss them. We love them all there.
Sure, of course.
But I'm going to give them a really good home.
Yeah, that's the thing. We want them to have a good home.
We do have a nice...
Get all the treats, all the white beans.
Oh.
We do have a lot of white beans. You didn't even touch your white bean casserole.
Yeah, we got a lot of those.
So,
what's the name of your shelter again?
St. Hubert's Animal Welfare Center in Madison, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
That's such a good spot for dogs.
And so that sounds like a really doing some good work. So why don't you hand over these dogs to my wife? And
I got my arms really wide for this.
They all have leashes on them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm going to loop through.
All right. Thanks very much, Christina.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. It's so loud. Jesus. Look how many dogs she gave us.
This is amazing.
Micah, do you have any dogs that you want to give my wife?
We have a lot, though.
I already gave your wife her present. No, sorry, just kidding.
So not a dog. Do you want to give her something else? Just give her a 20. All right. Jeez, this is so... Mrs. Bucci, they're kind of getting out of control a little bit.
They seem fine.
Can you just take
they
control
just like
of them?
You. They
all
just
right.
like you.
All right,
it's
hold
fine.
On, hold on. I'll...
It's fine.
All right. Ah, my hernia is
you
popping
need to
out.
Calm down.
These dogs are bad for my hernia,
you
I
need
think.
To chill out.
They are. It's popping out.
Pop it back in.
I can't.
Move on.
I guess I'll have to do a
All right. It's 201-209-9368. We have about 50 dogs in the studio, but if you want to give her one more, what's one more, huh?
What's one more?
Absolutely.
I promise I'm not Cruella-ing these dogs.
What does that mean?
Cruella DeVille.
Oh, DeVilling. Yeah. We call it DeVilling.
Oh, okay.
That woman was psycho, right?
Yeah, she was.
Why does she... She was so rich, right? That's the thing about Cruella DeVille. Well... She's a nut.
No, but she wanted Dalmatian.
Well, you shouldn't
fur.
Be wearing fur at all.
Dalmatian
no fur.
Puppy fur.
Yeah, that's even...
Okay, but have you ever been on a cold day and you're like, fur is actually really warm?
Yeah, a fake
But I
fur.
Promise I'm not...
You ever heard about putting on three shirts?
Three Bucci premium t-shirts? Is this going to be a plug?
Oh, yeah, we do. The Bucci premium shirts. I saw it today. They're, it's a real
oh,
nice
yeah.
one. They'll be shipping out pretty soon. Yeah, just put on four or five shirts and forget about the fur. That's murder. You want to wear murder across your back? You do? Oh, my God. I'm learning stuff about Mrs. Bucci every second of every day. All right, so... How was your birthday? It's pretty good. Oh, let's do another cheers. Listen to more wine, okay? To you.
Yeah.
Drink the wine. So this is... That's it, basically. We are wrapping up. Mrs. Bucci, thank you very much for having a birthday on a Tuesday so I could give this present to you.
Can you play Who Let the Dogs Out Now?
No, I can't.
Seems like a theme, but...
Well, I know who let the dogs out. The callers did.
Aww.
So that's the ultimate answer. We've answered the question, who let the dogs out? And the answer is like Franco and Zachary and all the other wonderful... Christina and all the other wonderful callers we've had. So... All right, guys, I have to give the station ID. We need some silence. Oh, they obey. They respect the station ID. And I know you will as well. WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online all the time at WFMU.org. Back next week. Remember, who listens to Bucci?
You, Ducci.